Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. And I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that's happened to me has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I'm in chains because of Christ. My chief memory of prison visits is the huge bunches of keys and the slamming of doors. The lack of liberty must be terrible, and we have every reason to think that Paul's years of incarceration would have been a degrading experience. But Paul has no time for moaning. He reflects his time in prison actually enabled the good news of Jesus to be spread. Even the palace guard recognized that he was in prison because of his faith in Christ. Paul's various times in prison must have been desperately hard to bear, but he consistently focused on the fact that God had brought blessing through those times. This reminds me of Joseph's experience in the Old Testament. His brothers hated him so much that they intended to murder him, but they eventually decided to sell him to some passing traders. They then went back to their father with Joseph's coat of many colours drenched in goat's blood, claiming that he'd been tragically killed. Joseph was taken to Egypt, where his ability to interpret dreams finally led him to become one of the leaders of the land during a time of famine. In one of the most dramatic moments of the Bible, Joseph's brothers went to Egypt in search of food, and the official they met was none other than Joseph himself. He summed up what had happened by saying this: "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people." Joseph wasn't saying that what they had done was acceptable. They clearly acted in a terrible way, but their actions hadn't stood in the way of God's purposes. We all face many difficulties in life. We confront tragedies, illnesses, and setbacks. But as we trust ourselves to God, He is able to keep working miraculously in us and around us. So let me ask you this. Can you think of a bad experience in your life which God was able to turn into something good? And now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you are at work in our lives even when times are hard. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.